we established in 2020, considering then context of the COVID-19, number of issues came related to digital rights, and there were not any specific organization taking care of those issues. Then we thought that, like, let's do some more specific work on digital rights. So some of the lawyers, social worker, and social scientists, tech person, we came together and formed this organization. It's a new initiative, but with big hope and the noble cause to contribute for the society.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of change makers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of RAPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues. I'm Red from Engage Media, and without further ado, here is our episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pretty Good Podcast, Digital Rights in the Asia Pacific with Engage Media. I am Red, and I am here at the RAPAC 23 Assembly, and I am joined today by Tanka. Welcome, Tanka.
Thank you, Red.
And can you tell us about your works at your organization?
Hi, everyone. I'm Tanka from Nepal, and I represent Digital Rights Nepal, one of the not-for-profit organizations. It is quite new. We established in 2020. Considering then context of the COVID-19, number of issues came related to digital rights, and there were not any specific organization taking care of those issues. Then we thought that, like, let's do some more specific work on digital rights. So some of the lawyers, social worker, and social scientists, tech person, we came together and formed this organization. It's a new initiative, but with big hope and the noble cause to contribute for the society.
And what particular project are you focused on right now?
I would say project means like funding from donor and implementing some sort of activity, that is different one. If you ask the major task or major activity of our organization, we do a couple of things. The first of all, we are majority lawyer, so we closely look after the upcoming policies and existing policies that impact on digital rights. So the policy review, and based on that review, we do the policy advocacy, the evidence-based policy advocacy. This is the one of the major area what we are doing. Similarly, there are a number of issues still we need to dig out more. So we are doing some research, like what is the situation of the perception of privacy of the individual. Generally, people say, oh, I'm open, like open book, I don't have to hide anything, so why should I worry about the privacy issue? So that sort of number of issues are there. We do some research, and based on research, we engage with the society, policymaker in a way that, okay, guys, this is the situation, and we have to go in this direction, and this could be the potential approach to engage. So this, the second one is the research. And third one is, since the digital rights issue is the one of the emerging issue, and the people are not much aware about the right perspective, as well as the digital security type of things, so we do engage with the different users, maybe professional groups, parliamentarian, government officials, students, then journalists, lawyer. We discuss in a way that how you have been working, are you properly using digital device or not, what sort of digital hygiene you are maintaining, have you faced any problem or not. So giving some practical example, tips, making them aware about the issues, and they make them ready to counter this digital security related issue. So these are the couple of things what we have been doing. For the capacity building, we have like digital rights school. For the capacity building, we do this weekly newsletter sharing the information. For the capacity building, we do organize the workshop and training with the policymaker, students, and different professionals. So these are the major three areas what we have been doing right now.
And your organization is relatively new, as you mentioned, 2020. So 2-3 years of work. How has the reception been?
Oh, it went really well. And one thing I would like to share with you that in 2020, this issue came in our mind and we formed the organization. It is not true. We were in the field in different hat, but working on same issue for last couple of years. That's why those people scatter working from the different front and different platform with different hat. We came together and formed this organization. So based on that, our legacy, our connection, our previous work helped us, and the trust of the community, trust of the donor, trust of the government official and MPs. So in that case, with our legacy and the previous work, we are in the very good position and the well accepted by the community and the stakeholder to us.
So you've come together from various fields, working together on issues, and that brings us to this assembly right now. You've been attending sessions, you've been having different conversations. How have those been?
Oh yeah, great. By profession, I am a lawyer, and I have certain or some sort of in-depth idea of the legal issues and the issue from the right perspective. I'm not the technical person, but those issues are well connected. How technology can impact on the rights. So I don't know the technology. I have to rely upon the person who knows the technology. Then I can mix up, link up, okay, technology in this phase, law is in this phase. So how we can merge or how we can take the issues from the both front and the bring into the basket in a way that solve the problem into the, solve the problem on the both front, like legal issue as well as the technical issue. So this assembly remain really, really important because I cannot do mistake like on my own every time. I can learn what is happening in other country, how those problems were tackled by the colleagues and the organization in different countries. That learning remain fundamental. So I would say the learning is really important. At the meantime, I'm with full of new ideas. I'm so excited going back and I will do this, you know. Number of issues are there. I have a to-do list, you know. Going back home with my organization, I will do this. I don't know how much we will be able to deliver and work on it, but number of new ideas, number of, you know, the issues gather and some sort of solution. Okay, just getting the issue or idea is not enough. How that issue and the idea can be materialized, can be executed, that equally matters. So talking with different people, getting their experience, it's become really exciting for me. And I'm full of energy right now, and I hope that energy will remain going back home. I'm excited, and I'm sharing these things with my colleague as well, and we are thinking to do so many things in the coming days, which was learned or collected from this assembly.
And I won't ask you to go through that probably long list of ideas and issues you want to do, but can you give a few examples?
Oh yeah, for a few examples, one very totally new for me. I was in the workshop organized by the university, Public Policy Institute, something
yep.
like that.
School of Public Policy.
School of Public Policy. A tool they tested or they executed today to assess the policy context and to envision and foresee what sort of policy do we need in coming 5 year or 10 year, what sort of direction we would be moving or what are the precautions we should take and how should we be ready for that. So that tool I found very interesting. So I will customize that tool in Nepal and I will use for the, you know, discussing with the stakeholder, particularly parliamentarian and government people, policy related to the digital right. This is the one issue. Second, I found number of tools executed, implemented in different countries on tracking or assessing this countering hate speech, misinformation and disinformation. In Nepal, the problem is the same and we are struggling how we can tackle with this problem. Those tools implemented in different countries, definitely we'll borrow. I have already exchanged cards and we'll get some sort of experience from them and we will execute it back home. That is the second issue. And the third issue is, I have seen the business and human rights how this business community has to be accountable in relation to the digital right, how they have been doing. So in that case, we did one research under the Greater Internet Freedom Project, and we just wanted to expand that work beyond these telcos with the other business community, how they have been doing, what is their data protection plus, policy, how responsive they are to the consumer, this, you know, online sort of freedom of expression and consumer right on online e-commerce business. Those issues are also important issues, what I'm thinking, and they're going to do at least something with the digital right back home.
I'm sensing a lot of energy and excitement. I will certainly be following your work. But if our viewers and listeners want to follow your work, where can they go?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for, you know, absorbing my energy. Thank you for that. For our work, we have our website, but it is not that much, you know, populated with the work what we have been done. But audience can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We have an account, Digital Rights NP, that is the Twitter and Facebook account. Most of the activity we carried out, we posted through that two major social media platform. And definitely in a couple of months, all the activity done by the Digital Right Nepal will be reflected in our website, which is digitalrightnepal.org.np.
All of the links that you have mentioned, the social media accounts, will be added to the description of this episode, as well as the accompanying blog post. Thank you so much, Tanka. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Dave, for this opportunity and great meeting you. And definitely we'll discussing about digital rights issue in the coming days with more energy. Thank you.
For more episodes, go to Pretty Good Podcast's webpage on engagemedia.org/podcast. For the video, go to cinemata.org. See you at the next episode.